1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 283. Sketch 992. Breakfast.
Who is it with the tune then?
Oh, yes, who's the tune? I'll do the tune and let Alistair do the last one.
Oh, something to wait for, I suppose.
Yeah, although I haven't thought of a tune.
Like death. Well, I mean, to be fair, Simon and Laura didn't think of tunes exactly.
Mine was to the YMCA. You just didn't pick it up because it wasn't very good.
Mine's not going to have an underlying tune.
The Archers.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to have oboe backing.
It's going to have oboe backing.
Exactly.
I'm not going to try and sing to Strauss, though. I don't think, to be fair.
Oh, joy.
Rickard.
It'll be Rickard.
Fine choice.
I don't know. Vincent Week! It's Vincent Week. Vincent Week! It's Vincent Week. There you go.
I know that.
Incredible.
Tune.
That's a lot to live up to.
Sort of like cross between Ali Jones and Brian Blessed.
Perfectly what I was going for.
Okay.
So, I think this is another Dan and Simon sketch. So, let's have Dan as Brian, Simon as Manuel, Richard can be Officer, and then Drunks can be anyone else, but I would say primarily Laura.
Sir. Oh, God. God, that was Spanish.
Sorry.
Sir, what can I get?
Don't try that.
At least it's the right, like, you know, latitude.
Oh, Simon, here's how you do it. What's the Spanish for cheese and ham sandwich? And then build your character from there.
I have also lived in Spain, so, you know.
Oh, did you order a ham and cheese sandwich in Spain?
I had more Spanish, I think. Ten paella.
So, on this occasion, the names came before a lot of the key decisions, so I wouldn't feel that you have to do it as Manuel. It's just a name.
Okay. Sir, what can I get you?
I'll have the full English, please.
Very amusing, sir.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry. The Continental?
No one has breakfast in Magaluf.
But it's 8 a.m.
Exactly. Why are you even up? Weren't you out last night doing all the crazy party games and the live streaming boat orgies?
Indeed I was. But then it got to about midnight and I was tired, so I went to bed.
In your own bed? Who rookie error.
I failed to see how. I partied hard, I got some kip, and here I am, revitalised and ready for a solid day's debauchery.
Oh well, you should probably know that nothing much happens before the evening.
Really? I thought people here had legendary stamina.
They do, starting from about 9 p.m.
What, in the dark?
I believe all major venues have UV lighting.
Not very energy efficient. And it suppresses the production of melatonin.
Well, you're not going to get many takers for the naked jelly wrestling before everyone's got a few pints inside them.
So just start the drinking earlier. It's not like anyone's at work. This island has a major scheduling problem.
But if they started earlier, they'd just want to keep going later.
No, they wouldn't. They'd get nicely tired and have a respectable night's sleep.
But it's rebellious, isn't it? Staying up all night partying and shagging.
It's the all-night part, the rebellious bit, though. When the news broke of Berlusconi's bunga bunga parties, the scandal wasn't that it was past everyone's beddy buys. I mean, I'm all for living the Bacchanalian ideal. I just don't see the need to be constantly fighting the body's circadian rhythms. Why is everyone so determined to suffer permanent virtual jet lag?
The suffering is the main part of it, the suffering and the regret. It's a holiday.
Well, I think you're mad, the lot of you. Tell you what, get me a Bloody Mary. I'm going to show I can have as much fun as anyone and still get to bed on time.
Certainly. Here you go, sir. One Bloody Mary.
Thank you.
Way, let's get commands and break things. Woo! Oh, no! It's the fuzz!
Excuse me, sir. Are you causing trouble?
What, me? Those people are smashing the place up. I'm just trying to have my breakfast.
It seems to me those people are just enjoying a night out. But drinking at breakfast? You, sir, you have a problem. Is this your experience on your Club 1830, Rod Davids?
Yes. Yes, what was the expression for the sketch, Vince?
I think this was at the Edinburgh Festival at midnight when I was discussing with people how nice it would be if things started a bit earlier.
Well, they do start early. Well, they just carry on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking around for stuff at 11 a.m. at the Fringe, there's not actually that much on. And that's when everyone should be getting in all of the theatre and whatever.
Barry Manilow tribute act is on at the nursing home, if you're interested. About 11?
Yes. I know what you mean, though, Vince. It's if you go to a music festival and then things don't start till about 1 p.m. I was like, oh, you might be tired. But I woke up in a tent at 5:30 when the sun rose. And since then, I've just sat outside it. Just desperate. Or I drank all my beer and passed out and woke up at midnight having missed all the bands. I hate that. I like festivals that start nice and early and then go to about, you know, maybe 1, 2 a.m., depending on when the last bus home is. Go home to bed and then bus in the next day with a coffee and start again. That's how they should be run.
If only you were a sort of music promoter, then...
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's run the thing. Their own festival.
I am a sort of music promoter, but not one who is able to orchestrate an entire outdoor music festival.
I bet you could if you wanted to, if you put your mind to it.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase that. I probably could orchestrate a music festival, but it would take years off my life and cost me tens of thousands of pounds. But at the start, Vince, you said it's another Dan and Simon sketch. It's not very common.
We've done a few, actually.
We've done them agreed.
We did shit. Which
we did shit.
Yeah, that was good. That's a classic. Maybe suggesting it's the magic pairing. Yeah.
Maybe you all need to just disappear and just me and Dan just shift to each other.
Fuck you all.
When I'm on here, I like to even up the casting so it's like I'm not playing any favourites. So it just came out that way.
That's fine. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, and Simon Toohey.
And Vincent Lynch.
It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.